more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
It is Friday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, and this is 1320 WILS. Great to have you here. Tonight, Joseph Sandberg, the founding investor of Blue Apron, will be in Lansing tomorrow talking about how progressives can use business as a force for good. I'll ask him tonight what made him a progressive. Also, will this Russia-Trump connection turn into an actual scandal? Cameron Clifton will be here to tell us. But let's begin with what we're hearing about the upcoming budget. President Donald Trump's initial 2018 budget proposal includes a 97% cut in the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. What could that mean for Michigan and for our lakes? Tim Eder with us, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Commission. Tim, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be here. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, what do you do at the commission?
Well, I'm the executive director, and we represent the 8 Great Lakes states and try to carry a unified message to Washington on behalf of the interests of Michigan and its 7 other Great Lakes states.
Okay, so this initiative, it's $300 million a year. The proposal is to cut it down to $10 million a year. Well, what would that do?
Well, it would be devastating, and I need to stress, Michael, that this is a proposal. It's not a law yet, and Congress controls the purse strings, not the president. So it's important to remember that, and it's important also to understand that we have broad bipartisan support. Republicans and Democrats from the House and Senate just passed a law last December authorizing this program at $300 million. So there'll be a fight on our hands, but we will be working hard with our allies in Congress to restore this proposal that the president has apparently put forward.
Well, why is it devastating to make this cut, then?
Well, for starters, this is the first and most important line of defense in keeping Asian carp out of the Great Lakes.
How so? What are we doing with this $300 million?
Well, we are using it to net and trap and monitor removing Asian carp from the Illinois waterway. And we're using it to monitor their progress and make sure they don't slip past the netting that we have in the Illinois waterway and get close to that electric barrier, which we know isn't a guaranteed protectant for the Great Lakes.
Yeah, I mean, we've had scientists, we haven't covered the issue in a while, but scientists that have said that the carp, they're going to end up in the Great Lakes at some point. That's almost inevitable. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think it's inevitable, and I think we have to do everything we possibly can to make sure that that doesn't happen. And I'm not going to accept the fact that it is inevitable and we just have to sit back and wait for it. We have to do everything we can to protect the Great Lakes. We've lived with the devastation of invasive species like zebra mussels and quagga mussels, and now we have Phragmites, invasive plants invading our ditches and roadways and streams and rivers, and small lakes have Eurasian milfoil and other problems, and invasive species have been one of the most important targets of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative over the last 6 years.
So is it mostly now, is it the Asian carp? Is that the main focus of the initiative then?
Well, it's one of the most important, but it's not the only one. And you know, places like Muskegon, Michigan, and Marquette, and Monroe, and Port Huron have all had major investments in Muskegon. Over $20 million has been invested in restoring habitat, cleaning up past pollution, and making those communities vibrant and able to enjoy their waterfront again. You know, this isn't just about campfires on the beach. This is about jobs. This is about the work that we do in the Great Lakes region and the dependency that we have on those important bodies of water.
So you said it's been around for, what, 5-6 years or so?
Well, the initiative actually started under the Bush administration, but it was funded for the first time under the Obama administration.
Okay. So how did we survive before this?
Well, we've had support from the administration, from the president, and we've had broad bipartisan support in Congress.
But before the initiative was in place, how did the Great Lakes deal with these issues?
Oh, well, we kind of didn't deal with them. We had pollution that was fouling the bottoms of rivers and harbors and lakes, and it was just sitting there waiting to be cleaned up. And as far as the Asian carp goes, they've advanced and gotten to the point where we have to commercially harvest and net them to remove them so that they don't get any closer to the lakes.
Talking to Tim Eater, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Commission. So why do you think the president targeted this specific initiative for such a big cut, 97% cut?
Well, actually, he didn't just single out the Great Lakes. There were many other programs that are on the hit list, San Francisco Bay, Chesapeake Bay, and many specific programs that are also important to the Great Lakes. I mean, there's a program to protect the air we breathe from radon contamination and to clean up brownfields, which are old industrial sites that have, these are nationwide programs, drinking water monitoring programs, beach monitoring programs. A lot of programs got zeroed out on this one spreadsheet. And again, this is only a proposal. This is an early proposal. So it's not the final word.
What do you think will end up happening once this gets through Congress?
I think Congress will restore some of the funding. I think we're going to have to fight to restore it to $300 million, but we're up for the fight. We know we have a lot of support in Congress, and we hope we prevail.
Okay, the $300 million, I mean, how much of that is used specifically for Asian carp? I mean, do we actually know how it's itemized, that kind of money?
We do know exactly how it's itemized, and I think it's in the neighborhood of $45 million or so that goes for the Asian carp effort.
Okay, so that leaves a lot more money. Other than cleanup in Muskegon, those kinds of areas, where else is most of the money going then?
Well, it's going to habitat, cleanup in, I mean, we got eight states that border the Great Lakes, so okay. It's spread around a lot of states and a lot of communities. Tens of millions of dollars is going into the city of Buffalo along the Buffalo River, for example, up on the St. Mary's River in the Upper Peninsula. There's been a major project that we were involved with to restore the rapids. There's been an effort to remove the dams on the Boardman River, restoring sturgeon, a tremendously important fish in the Detroit River.
I'm guessing, are you opposed to the general cutbacks to the EPA in general? I mean, do you think the entire idea is a bad one?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can't afford to lose the protection that EPA provides. And we're not just talking about, I mean, we are talking about enforcement, but in addition to that, a lot of EPA's budget comes right back to the state of Michigan. I saw a figure that in one state, the budget of one state, one of our sister states, state of Minnesota, was 25% came from the federal government. I would suspect that the state of Michigan's budget for the Department of Environmental Quality is in a similar order. 25% or so comes from grants from EPA.
Tim Eater, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Commission, right here on 1320 WILS. Tim, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good day. Yep.